This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The already lousy Brazilian economy stands to get even worse. Senators in the capital city of Brasilia are set to vote on the impeachment of President Dilma Rousseff. If yes carries the day, she'll have to step down, at least temporarily, while she stands trial for allegedly manipulating the budget figures. And really, the timing couldn't be worse. The economy is already stuck in its worst recession in decades. There's a corruption scandal going on, widespread public dissatisfaction, even the Zika virus. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson takes it from there.
If President Rousseff goes, it might actually help Brazil's economy. That's how bad things are. Paulo Sotero directs the Brazil Institute at the Wilson Center.
The Brazilian economy is in free fall, facing what it's probably its worst economic crisis ever, caused by a complete loss of confidence from investors, from consumers.
Sotero says this crisis is largely one of Brazil's own making. Corruption has been widespread, including a big scandal at the state-owned oil company. And President Rousseff is accused of breaking budget laws, which she denies. The vote could be a turning point of sorts.
There is a new disposition in the country, in society, to address this issue of corruption in high places in Brazil.
Vice President Michel Temer is poised to replace Rousseff. He has low approval ratings with Brazilians, but appears committed to reforms.
This is the business community's sense in Brazil that anybody but Rousseff is a positive alternative.
Harold Trincunas directs the Latin America Initiative at the Brookings Institution.
We've seen a pattern where every time there's news that the impeachment process advances, markets rally in Brazil and Brazilian currency rallies.
But Trincunas says the acting president will have a relatively short time to tackle Brazil's big structural problems.
They have to do with the deficit, inflation, the quality of education, the quality of infrastructure.
And resolving those issues is key to Brazil's long-term economic recovery. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.